You go to the supermarket and olive oil is on your shopping list, but there are so many to choose from. And what do all those terms on the label really mean? Extra virgin, cold pressed? Well, last fall, Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst actually went to Italy to find out more about olive oil and how it's made. And she joins me now. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Jane.
So tell us more about this trip you made to Italy.
Yes, it was pretty special. Last fall, I was invited by Jovial Foods, a family-owned American company that produces olive oil and gluten-free pastas and sauces in Italy. And I've always wanted to see an olive oil harvest. So let me set the scene. We're in a small town on a steep hillside overlooking the brilliant blue waters of Lake Garda. And this is where Jovial has thousands of olive trees, including ancient varieties that go back to Roman times. And we watched a crew of workers harvest olives using long mechanized rakes that pulls the fruit off the trees onto tarps laying on the ground. And I even got to take a turn harvesting the olives.
I can picture it. So once the olives are picked, what happens next?
The crews go out early in the morning, and within hours, the olives are en route to a nearby mill in the town of Grozzana, where they are cleaned, crushed, and the oil is extracted by large presses. And timing, it turns out, is crucial. Daniele Salvagno, the CEO of Redora Franoi Veneti, the mill where the olives are pressed, talked about how important timing is to the making of olive oil. Let's listen to what he has to say. And just to warn you, the mill was pretty noisy.
It's very important, the timing, because when we crash, we start the processing for the oxidation. And it's very important that the picking the olives on the tree and immediately crush for make the oil is separated immediately between the water and the oil.
So what Daniele is talking about here is that the moment the olives are picked, a process called oxidation begins. And when the olives are crushed, the oil is exposed to oxygen, which transforms and begins to age it. So they have to separate the oil and the water produced by crushing the olives as quickly as possible.
So with the oxidation process then, and with timing so important in the making of olive oil, how does that all play out when we see it on the bottle in the store?
Yeah. So this is one of the most important things I learned. Olive oil is a living product. It's constantly changing at every stage of production, and it's perishable. So you want to buy it and use it within a few months. And most good oils now list the expiration date right on the label. And also, Jane, of course, proper storage is really important. You want to keep the oil away from direct sunlight and away from the heat of your stovetop, and always keep the bottle tightly closed to avoid further oxidation.
Mm. So when you see olive oil in the store then, Kathy, sometimes it's green, sometimes it's yellow. Does color make a difference in terms of what you're telling us here?
Surprisingly, it doesn't. I had always believed that deep green meant the richest, most flavorful oil, and then golden yellow indicated a light, flowery oil. But the people at Jovial Foods helped me to understand that color is not an indicator of quality. Here's CEO and co-founder of Jovial Food, Rodolfo Viola.
Color, it depends on the area where the oil and the variety of the oil. And I remember a few years ago in the United States where everybody was looking for the green olive oil. And some of the green olive oil in the United States, it wasn't very green from start. They just add some stuff to make it green, just to appeal the consumer. But then you can find a very good olive oil green, but in the same way you can find a very good olive oil yellow.
So if color then isn't important, Kathy, what should we be looking for when we're looking at all the variety of olive oils on the shelf in the supermarket? And by the way,
right. What
is extra virgin and cold pressed and all the rest of it?
I'm glad you asked. So there are a few key terms. Extra virgin lets you know that the oil is the product of the first pressing, and it has less than 0.8% acidity. So low acidity equals healthy oil. Acidity indicates the health of the olives and the trees. And when when an olive tree is affected by, say, poor soil or bad weather or bugs, it will have a higher acidity. So virgin olive oil, a lesser grade oil, is closer to 1.5 to 2% acidity. And you also asked about cold press. This indicates that no heat or chemicals was used in making the oil. Heat, in fact, breaks down oil and diminishes flavor. And when the olives are pressed, the machines that apply the pressure to squeeze out the oil naturally generate heat. But if it's done too quickly, then too much heat is generated. And that can change the quality of the oil. So with extra virgin, cold press means the temperature during the pressing never exceeds 75 degrees. But one more thing, Jane, it's really important to keep in mind that extra virgin olive oil is essentially pressed fruit juice made without additives. And the difference in the quality is determined by the types of olives, the quality of the land it was grown on, and the care with which it was pressed and produced. These are hard qualities to find when you're just in a regular old supermarket. And ultimately, it's a matter of taste. So sometimes shops will have olive oil tastings. Great way to see which flavors you like best. Mm.
Let me circle back to something that you said, because you indicated that heat breaks down the oil, which reminds me that olive oil has a lower smoke point. So if you're cooking with high heat, don't choose olive oil, right?
That is what I always believed as well, but it turns out it's not necessarily true. Let me introduce you to Julia Viola, vice president of Jovial and Rodolfo's daughter. Let's see what she has to say.
In our household and in a lot of Italian areas, you really use olive oil for everything, for cooking at high temperatures, for frying, for any sort of like dressing, to bake things in the oven. You cover them in olive oil. You can marinate things in olive oil. You can do so many things with olive oil.
Not what you expected to hear, I'm sure, but I'll buy a big tin of good extra virgin olive oil, not the highest priced one. And I will use that for everyday cooking, sauteing vegetables as a base for a pasta sauce or sauteing fish. And then I save the more expensive special oils for drizzling over pasta or putting into vinaigrettes or drizzling over pizza, where you're really going to appreciate the flavor. It turns out that learning more about olive oil and using it more, it's a good time because, as you know, there's this worldwide shortage of vegetable oil due to the war in Ukraine, which is making vegetable oils more expensive and scarce.
Hmm. And olive oil, we should say, is not just a product of Italy, right? What other places are producing good olive oil today?
California makes beautiful olive oil. Greece, Spain, France, Morocco, Tunisia, many countries with Mediterranean climates.
So you were inspired by your trip to use olive oil in many different ways, right? What's your favorite way to use olive oil, Kathy?
Boy, that's really rough. I use it to fry an egg at breakfast. I use it to drizzle over my pasta and salads at night. You know, I really learned not to think of extra virgin olive oil just like as a cooking fat, but rather as an ingredient full of its own flavor.
And it's not just for cooking, right? You bake with olive oil. You've got a fabulous olive oil cake.
Very simple cake that I am in love with. It's a lemon and orange scented olive oil cake. The olive oil is the only fat in the cake, and you can eat this for breakfast with an espresso, for snack or dessert, and you whisk the whole thing up in one bowl.
Mm, delish. You know, we hear so much about the health benefits of the Mediterranean diet. You called it pressed fruit juice made without preservatives. It's really an incredible ingredient. Is it really that good for you?
It turns out it's extremely high in antioxidants. It's high in the good monounsaturated fatty acids. And then it's also said to help support healthy cholesterol levels and is an anti-inflammatory. So win-win.
Mm. You know, Kathy, you recognize you have a great job, don't you?
Every day.
We've been talking about olive oil with Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst. For more information and to see pictures and recipes, go to hereandnow.org. Kathy, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jane.